From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. president reverts to campaign mode. President Donald Trump blamed the media for much of the controversy surrounding his presidency in a speech to supporters last night. Mike O'Sullivan reports that the president also reaffirmed his political agenda.
Trump was in campaign mode in Phoenix.
This evening, joined together with friends, we reaffirm our shared customs, traditions, and values.
Trump has been widely criticized for saying many sides were to blame for the hatred and violence after a white supremacist in Charlottesville, Virginia, rammed his car into a crowd of counter-protesters on August 12th. The man killed a woman and injured 19 other people. Trump accused the media of selective reporting.
Just like they don't want to report that I spoke out forcefully against hatred, bigotry, and violence, and strongly condemned the neo-Nazis, the white supremacists, and the KKK.
His comments after Charlottesville sparked protests in other U.S. cities, and protesters were on the streets in Phoenix Tuesday night.
The man's gotten nothing done. All he wants to do is clip his political opponents and posture like a proud rooster.
Trump supporters were also on the streets.
I support the right to free speech. I support our president and everything he does. So I support our Constitution, and that's why I'm out here today.
Trump threatened a government shutdown if Congress doesn't fund a border wall and said his tough talk on North Korea is effective.
This is VOA News. A top U.N. body on racial discrimination has taken an unusual step in calling on the United States to unequivocally and unconditionally reject racist hate speech and crimes following a far-right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. Without specifically referring to President Trump, the Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination pointed to the failure of the highest political level to unequivocally reject racist violent events in the United States. The committee was acting on its early warning and urgent protection procedure, which has been applied 20 times since 2003. In a statement Wednesday, the group pointed to its decision Friday, calling on the U.S. government to investigate any human rights violations during the August 12th demonstration in Charlottesville and ensure that freedom of expression does not promote racist speech or crimes. The UN Children's Fund reports an alarming increase in the use of so-called human bombs by Boko Haram insurgents in northeast Nigeria. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UNICEF spokeswoman Marixi Mercado says 83 children were forced to go on suicide missions. She says the consequences for all children are terrible. Because of their role as human bombs, she tells VOA, children are widely viewed with suspicion.
People are afraid of children who have been victimized in this absolutely appalling way. There are instances of children being ostracized by their communities.
UNICEF calls the use of children as human bombs an atrocity and says they are, above all, victims and not perpetrators. It says rejecting children who have been released by Boko Haram or have escaped simply compounds their suffering. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Yemeni security officials say the Saudi-led coalition has carried out airstrikes hitting a small hotel near the capital of Sana'a and killing dozens of Shiite Houthi rebels and civilians. Officials say an estimated number of 60 have been killed in the strikes Wednesday morning. It was not immediately clear why the coalition jets targeted the hotel, which is located in Arhab, about 35 kilometers north of Sana'a. The commander of the Navy's 7th Fleet will be dismissed after a series of warship accidents in the Pacific this year, according to two U.S. officials. One official said that Vice Admiral Joseph Alcoin was being removed because of the leadership's loss of confidence in his ability to command. Both officials spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to discuss the decision. The move follows four Navy accidents in the Pacific since late January, including two collisions that left sailors dead and missing.
That's the latest world news from VOA.